Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
KAWF, KB8RVP.
Morning.
KAWF.
Jumping on US 10 here in a second or so.
Yeah, I hadn't heard you yet, so I thought I would throw my call out, see if you were out there yet. Usually turn my radio on about 6:20 or so, just in case you get an early start.
Yeah, it's always a good thought, early start, but it never works for me. Last minute something. So, here we go, merging on the US 10. On my way to Bay City. Ooh.
Well, how long have you had that truck now? It's a couple years. And how are you liking it compared to other vehicles you've had?
3 years, maybe. I like it. Rides nice. That's for sure. Bells and whistles on it. But, No, it's nice to be able to haul people in here, you know, and they get comfortable because it's so spacious, even in the back. I mean, sitting in the back, you'd never even know you're sitting in the back seat.
Yeah, that's awesome. What motor did you end up getting in that? Because I know you can get the, what is it, a 2.7? I think it's a 2.7 EcoBoost. You can get like a 3.5. You can get the Coyote V8. I know if you get the smaller one, my father-in-law's got, I think it's the 2.7 or 2.8 EcoBoost, and he likes it. It's got plenty of horsepower when you want to get on it, but it gets good gas mileage cruising down the highway. KB8 RVP.
KA8 LDF. Yeah, the EcoBoost is a 6-cylinder. You'd never know it. But, it's got turbos in it, too. In the highway, I usually put it in the economical mode. It knocks down a couple of cylinders. That helps out big time. You don't really want to use that when you're driving in the city because of the stopping and going and all that. You're not getting the proper oil on top of the engine. Got that big console in the middle. Not much room to put any radios. I mean, you know, where I got this, like on a suction cup base.
I sure like mine. I've got the 4-cylinder EcoBoost, 2-liter. It's unbelievable. 360 foot-pounds of torque. 260 horse. And that thing will scare the daylights out of you if you get on it. But we like it for doing our trips. For 2023, we've had it down to Tennessee, we've had it up to the UP, we've been up to Tawas. We do a lot of driving on the weekends and take 4 or 5 day trips and stuff. And it's awesome. It's a hatchback, so you can put the back down. You can really load that thing if you're going on a trip. We've try driving it at 70, and I can get 33 miles to the gallon on the highway. 78, it goes down to like 31, between 31 and 32 on the highway. But just all-around driving in the wintertime, warming it up a little bit, and runs a little richer, I'm sure. I get like 27, 28 all-around, but still pretty nice. Only thing is, they're most all the EcoBoost are gasoline direct injection, so they don't have port injection anymore. They directly inject the fuel right into the cylinder, so the valves aren't getting cleaned. So once a year, I take the intake off and clean the intake valves. so I don't get too much carbon buildup. It takes me about an hour and a half. Got it down to a science now. Other than that, pretty nice engines. QB8 RVP.
Oh, no kidding. Get right in there and clean them up, eh? I heard about that. No thanks. I'll pass on that. If I open up the hood on this, it's like I'm just totally like, wow, what? Where do you look? Well, everything's covered up. Plastic shrouded. The water pump's actually inside the engine. Days of seeing Mr. Goodrich are done, especially on this. My daughter's GMC Terrain front wheel bearing subway on the passenger side. Little noise. Not only that, it's throwing an alarm on the dashboard for ABS and traction control. So I told her, I said, well, when you got a day off, preferably a Saturday, I said, or Friday night, you could bring it over on a Friday night and stay over Friday night, and then I'll work on it Friday night and then part of Saturday morning, then she can have it. But yeah, she needs a new front wheel hub assembly. Sometimes those come off easy. Sometimes they don't, because you got metal in them together, and they kind of like to weld each other together. So you can always expect the worst. KB8 RVP, KB8 LDF, that was basic.
Yeah, I don't know if you switched to the Bay City yet. You might want to. You got kind of a lot of flutter at the beginning of that transmission, and it cleaned up some at the end there. But I got you.
That was the top of an overpass. Okay, we can do that. I'm on medium power right now, so we can transfer to the Quantica C repeater if you want.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything. Just you have to switch over. The Bay City's linked into the same network.
Okay. All right, then I'll go to the Quantica C repeater. And, give you a buzz from there. KB8 RVP, KB8 LVF on QSY. KB8 RVP, KB8 LVF Mobile Bay City.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. They've got a repeater in Lansing, Fenton, Burton up by Flint, the Saginaw, the Bay City, Lapeer, all linked together. So you can just keep on trucking. It's like the days when I was driving down to Auburn Hills and you were driving to Bay City and we were using the 440 repeaters, same thing. They're all linked together. Just keep on driving and just change frequencies. And then there's the digital side. There's a bunch of 440 repeaters that are all linked on Motorola Turbo DMR, not Turbo, the DMR digital on 440 you can program some of the new radios now, and the repeater automatically listens to how strong the receive is, and as you're driving, it automatically switches, just like you're on your cell phone driving along. It switches towers. Same thing, the DMR to your radio automatically switched to the stronger repeater as you're driving. You don't even have to turn the dial. It's pretty cool.
Amazing. Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I'm so out of touch on all this technology and everything. No, I didn't know that. I didn't even know that there were a link like that. I just thought it was just the hemlock and the quantum casino machine, you know. I didn't know that they all... Huh. Well, who did all that?
Well, that website I sent you yesterday to look up all the repeaters, it's that group, Central Michigan. And I've been helping. They're linking, they used to link all the towers together through, some of them were microwave links, some of them were cellular links, and they're upgrading the network to have microwave links between all the repeater sites, so you don't have to have the cellular link for the ones that they couldn't connect to. They're connecting them all up. West side of the state, east side of the state. So I helped on 3 sites over the summer this year. KB8RBP.
KB8LBF. Just pulling in the work parking lot. Huh. No, I didn't even look at that, that link thing you sent me. I had no time for that. Looks like there's more people here today.
On the spot.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to look at that link. Maybe I can look at it at lunchtime. Talking on the telephone at lunchtime with my wife. Was in a video chatter, but now that's all changed on my Apple phone, so I have to figure out how to use that, because I did a big upgrade or update, and everything changed on my Apple phone, so doing the video chat has changed. I'll have to figure that out, too. All right, well, have a good day. Thank God today's Friday. I'll run home, get cleaned up and shaved, and clean clothes on, and head back out the door. And we got reservations over at Zender's. So I think they're at 5:45. So. Yeah, so I was going to stop to get gas on my way coming to work. I looked over at Meijer and they had that great big tanker sitting there. No. No, I'm not going to stop. I'll just get gas on my way going home, so. Have a good day. Don't work too hard. I'll catch you later, maybe on the trip of going home. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, I'll be clearing your final.
Yeah, I remember you said you were going to vendors. Have a good time. See how busy it is. Yeah, we're getting up to my busy time here. January, I got to work 7 days a week, at least for the first 2 weeks. And my boss said be ready for the third and fourth week, so I get to make a little overtime. Help pay for Christmas and car insurance and all that that I just paid. Yep, maybe we'll catch you on the way home. Have a good day at work, 7-3. KV8RVP.
It seems like your insurance is all due towards the end of the year, so it's like in right after Christmas, boom, you know. You got your insurance to pay. That's a kick in the pants right there. All right. Yeah, thank God for overtime. I don't get it much, but when I do, it helps. KBRVP, KLDF, or QRT, 73 is having a good one.
Good morning, 0700 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 39 degrees.
58 hole Oakey.
K-E-H-Y-G-Z, monitoring.
KFABPI testing.
Sounds great.
Roger, thank you.
NAGYU clear.
KFABPI monitoring.
NAVLC, NAGYU, you're on, Vicki.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
Kilo Charlie 8, Oscar Tango Golf. Radio check, please. This is KC8ZHA. You're sounding loud and clear. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Just started a new radio. Wanted to see how it sounded. But it's working pretty good.
Grand Hotel Sierra Mobile. I'm over at Sam's Club, and you're sounding great here, NADHIS.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the feedback. KC8OTG.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, 42 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
KANY, this is KCQD. KANY, this is KF8CQD.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
KANY, this is KF8CQD.
KC8OTG.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
88 OLE.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees.
5800 OEP.